opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It is me, your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. We have a live show for you today. Today is May the 11th, 2017. It is a Thursday, and we're looking forward to bringing you a live show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. I am not at my usual location, so I can't see the board at all. So if you do call in, if you would be so kind just to say excuse me, so we'll know that you're there if you have a question and comment. Very, very important show. This, to me, it's critically important that we talk about what's going on in the world and continue to prepare. Yesterday we had a preparedness class. Just want to thank all the participants for that. And we have a preparedness class for $40 a month. You can get involved in that. So we started that, and it's going to be on Wednesdays. So very, very important. I appreciate all of those, and it's time for us to definitely do that. So, but before we get into that type of stuff, let's talk about how we can continue to support this network, Black Talk Radio Network. And that can be very easily done by you giving some of your financial energy. So you can maintain the overall direction of this network. You can continue to come here, and it's here, and it's continuously feeding you as it's been feeding you in the past. It's not really incumbent upon any sponsors to support Black Talk Radio Network. That's not true. Absolutely, sponsors should support Black Talk Radio Network, and you should be one of the sponsors of Black Talk Radio Network, because Black Talk Radio Network has been extremely beneficial to you, as it has been to me. We actually do donations, and we need to do more. And I would just ask for you just to give whatever it is that you can. Very easily, you could just go to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there on the homepage, you'll see the donation prompt is on the far right-hand side. Go ahead, hit it, and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy. Another way that you can support this network is by going to BTR Community and being a part of the social media network that this network has put together. And you can do it right there on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can just put it in your address box on the internet in www.btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com. It is a social media outlet where you can engage in all your social media activities without being adversely affected, meaning No one is going to see what you're threading and use that against you. Many people don't realize that they've actually, if they were seeking to a promotion or employment, that your overall Facebook page was probably influential in you not getting the position or you not getting the overall job. So let's be wise about it. And plus, it's more holistic. It's actually, this network was put together for you in mind, so you could promote yourself, your business, events that you think that are relevant for only $24 a year and without the adverse effects where no one will ever sell your information. So come on over. It's the only place that I post. Would love to see you there and engage and continue. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory. Check out what's there. And you can email info@prosperitymint.com. Before you make any purchases, any questions, someone will get back to you, or you could text me at 951-790-8330. That is going to be a very important thing. It is going to be one of the things that will actually save your overall family's stability and or even save their lives in the future because of what it's going to be able to do, what it is. It is real money. I like to say it's the great creator's money for sustainability. So come on over and get it while it's still there, because as this economy continues to unfold and unwind, that is not going to be made available for everyone. That is going to be taken away. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint. So also, I just want to say on Saturday, mid-morning, early afternoon, for everyone that signed up at the Trade Coin by going to www.rcryptocurrency.com and have signed up, what we're going to do is I want to just, for everyone that's there, on Friday evening, text me so that I can give you a conference call line and a conference call code so that you can be on that, and then we can help you out with getting set up and just have some of your directed questions. I am definitely actively trading Bitcoin, and this is one of the things that I always said that it was something that you should be doing. What's up, my man, Tommy Jordan? Didn't mean to say your name, TJ, my man. You can actually, you know, I've always said that you don't want to save in Bitcoin because there's not anything that you can control. You want to own it, use it for its benefit, and then you take out from it to help yourself prepare, do whatever it is that you need to do. So very, very important. So come on over to trading. I'm trading it. And let me take a look at real quick. Maybe I don't want to mess this up, where Bitcoin is today. And if you have any questions about that today, you can definitely give us a call. But today's show is going to be very, very, very important. Okay, I guess it came down a little bit today. But the last time that we talked, the last time that we actually, on Wednesday, Bitcoin was just peaking into $1,700 for one Bitcoin. Now it's at $1,836. For one Bitcoin. So, and it continues, and Ethereum is going down. Oh no. Yep, I guess it has. It is. Ethereum is at $87.91. So use that to your advantage. Take advantage of it. Don't overextend yourself. It'd be another stream of income for you to do things. That would definitely help us all and you as well. So with that being said, we're getting ready to jump into what's in the news. And I just want to tell you once again, I truly appreciate you all. Remember, I am not on the board. I can't see the board. So if you call in and you have a question and comment, make sure that you unmute yourself by hitting **. And you can just say, excuse me. And then I will hear you and we'll bring you up for your question or comment. So I won't be able to, I'm not able to see the board. So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. Today's show and what's in the news. This is today's show is part two. They tell you before they do you. What now? And I said for everyone not to miss this show, critical information for the expanding economic crisis that we're going to be experiencing and is going to further unfold. And this is no joke. It's so many things I would like to say that I can't say on the air, but I will give you clues, but it's going to be up to you on your overall investigation, what you start to find out, how you start to resonate, and what it is that you want to do. Doesn't matter if you ignore this. It won't really care that you ignore it. It is going to happen. And when it does happen, you will look back on the days for all those individuals that will ignore this. And I hate to say it, for those individuals that have no clue that this is going to happen, for the individuals that will ignore this, they are going to look back on the times and when they didn't ignore this, like so many times before in their life, and said, I would love to go back there so that I could change this. I would do this. That is how the system teaches us to resonate, instead of being self-determining, proactive, and sovereign. And that is why we miss so many things in this system, because we always wait for the system to provide for us. We are still on a enslavement umbilical cord to the system. That needs to be broken. Totally be broken by you. So for those individuals that have been ignoring this, what's going on, they are going to be more than angry, more than upset. They are going to be utterly destroyed by this whole thing. So make sure that that's not going to be you. And then there are going to be people that have no clue about this. They didn't see this coming. They had no understanding, no signs. But I think as things start to unfold even further, you'll get more signs, and that's going to be where you need to be responding to it. Those individuals will still be in the same predicament as those that didn't prepare when they should have. And even those that did prepare, but they may have, there's just different circumstances that may happen. So nothing is guaranteed, but you can increase your odds of doing well or not being as adversely affected or being able to seize on the opportunities that are there by preparing for it way before it goes out. How many of you would ever get on a boat and go out to sea that didn't have any life rafts? How many of you would do that and it was going to be some rough seas? Okay? How many would go on a boat out in the rough seas and not have any communications? How many of you would go out on the rough seas with a drunken captain? Just rough seas. You just don't do it. It's just you're asking for trouble. Same thing is happening here right now. And it is really, really building. So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. But at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. But just before I say that, for today's show, please only have questions about the topic and the Bitcoin show we did on Tuesday. Reason being is the reason why I wanted to bring you Bitcoin is because of the severity of what's going on. And I reason why I brought it is because it is not something that it is not money. It is a currency. And it is something that you could use that is not debt-based, but in actuality, it's only establishing some form of intrinsic value. And what I mean by that is not forming a great, it's not the perfect form of intrinsic value. It's trying to establish itself as a store of value. Where it's going to go could be very beneficial, but I do believe that the bankers are involved in this as well, and they're going to collapse that possibly if they have their way. They definitely could do that. But in the meantime, as it continues to move up, you can use that to your advantage. That's why you never overextend yourself. You never make that part of your savings plan. You put all of your savings into that. No, what you do is you own it. And the reason why I wanted to, and the reason why I say that is because you're going to need every advantage that you can possibly seize in the times that we're in and where the heck this ship is being led to ground. So don't think that it's something that is as silver and gold. No, it's not. It is a digital currency that is going to offer you some opportunities to position yourself so that you can acquire assets in an assisting way. So use it for what it should be used for. Just like cash, you use cash for what it should be used for. Use the precious metals for what it should be used for, so that it will benefit you, your family, and the overall community. So today's show is going to be about, but it's going to be more directly about some events that are coming. So let's jump into the news. First article in the news that we're going to be leading today's show with comes from Bloomberg. I posted this on Tuesday. We didn't get to it. And then we had a great show on Wise Wednesday yesterday, so we're going to get to it today. J.P. Morgan tells banks to partner up as U.S. deposit drain looms. J.P. Morgan argues that some mid-U.S. banks, those with $50 billion in assets or less, could face a funding problem in the coming years as the Fed goes about shrinking its massive balance sheets. According to the 19-page report, the New York-based bank has begun sharing with its clients. And let me just say this. We already knew this, and we've been telling you this for a very long time.
Dave, can you answer a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Yes, I can, of course, man.
What do they mean? What does the Federal Reserve balance sheet look like? That's my question. What is that?
Oh, my goodness. The Federal Reserve balance sheet. Well, you know what, Scotty? That's going to be in the we're going to go and just read this article. And so we're going to get into that, and that's going to address that, because we're going to go. This is going to be the main focus of today's show. So we're going to talk about that in there. So I'll answer it right in there, and everyone will see what that means. It's very, very a great question and very, very important, but we'll definitely cover that. And what you're going to see is that the major banks are starting to now blame the economic crisis that we're about to be in on the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the U.S. central bank. So this is huge. This is going to be huge. So we're going to get to that in a second. We're going to hit a couple of things that was in the news so we could jump right into that. I want to spend some time with that. Next article from CNN Money, Cerebrally Naive Network. I reposted this one as well. And this goes with the first article. Trump wants to revise Glass-Steagall, but what that means is very unclear. The original Glass-Steagall Act of 1933 prohibited traditional banks from doing risky work of investment banking, of investment banks. Congress repealed Glass-Steagall in 1990. Clinton did that. Clinton was the one that repealed Glass-Steagall, clearing the way for the creation of banking behemoths like J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup. All of them have big presence on Main Street that allows them to take deposits. This is from Cerebrally Naive Network. These are the two featured articles for today's show, and they're so important. I really don't want to get into anything else that's within the news, but I need to. This is huge. You hear what they say? So it allows them to take deposits. And we're going to talk about that really quickly and come back to that. Very, very important. That's where we're going to be focusing today. And this is not some charades, ladies and gentlemen. This is the system telling you they're about to do you. So make sure that you put your family, yourself, and our community in a position to where they will not be as adversely affected or affected at all by this, because that choice is truly yours. Next article. This one comes from the Daily Bell. Panic. Excuse me, one second. Panic, like it's 1837. This is the Daily Bell. The Daily Bell staff May the 10th, 2017, 180 years ago today, everyone panicked on May the 10th, 1837. New York banks finally realized that easy money they were lending was unsustainable and demanded payment in species. Let me stop there. That demanded payment in species is silver and gold, ladies and gentlemen, or hard money like gold and silver coins. Very, very important article for you to check out. This is why studying of history is so important, because they rehash everything that they're doing. The U.S. is going to go through liquidation, and it is going to be a very unpleasant unwinding. It is going to make the Great Recession and the Great Depression of the past, the Great Recession of 2008 and the Great Depression of the 30s look like someone just had a little hole in their pocket and they were just losing their pocket change. Because what is coming is huge. And they're telling you. This is giving you clues that we're getting much, much closer to it today than we were yesterday. So you need to maximize all of the opportunities that you get. Next article from the Washington Post. Connecticut feels the effects of drop in super rich tax payments. Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut coffers are feeling the pinch of the state's super rich no longer paying what they used to in personal income taxes. Now, figures released last week shows that tax revenue from the state's top 100 highest paying tax payers declined 45% from 2015 to 2016. Let me tell you why this happening, ladies and gentlemen, because those individuals know what's up. They got the memo. I was with a very, very wealthy individual, and they know what I talk about, and they know what I stand for. And we're speaking to them, and they said, it was a pleasure to meet you. And I said, well, thank you. And, you know, I knew who they were. And the gentleman's response to me is that, you know, us, and he was talking about his class of people, we get all the memos of what's happening. I don't know how you know what you know without getting the memo. But it's good that you're doing what you're doing. Why? Because I'm no threat to him. You're no threat to them at all, because they're still going to do what is going to be done. So I just want you all to position yourselves accordingly. Next article from, this one comes from, where did this one come from? From the community. Okay, Hartford moves closer to bankruptcy. Solicit proposals from law firms. City leaders have taken steps towards bankruptcy, soliciting proposals from law firms that specialize in Chapter 9, which protects the financially strapped municipality. The city is reviewing several firms and could hire an attorney as early as this week. Sources with knowledge of the plan says. Let me tell you, this is why this next crisis, economic crisis, is going to be far, far, far worse than the Great Recession and the Great Depression combined. Because this is all empires fall. And the problem here is that in those instances, you had companies that were going down. You had critical infrastructure companies that were going down. And that's what made that so bad. That's not what you have anymore. You have cities, counties, municipalities, states, and countries that are going broke now, that are in default or in bankruptcy, mainly the United States. This is why this is going to be far worse than anything else. Far, far worse. So this is only going to continue. Next article. And this was from Al-Mazur News. In picture, Syria drone spots hundreds of U.S. and Jordanian armored vehicles at the border. Damascus, Syria. The U.S. and Jordanian militaries have been preparing a massive invasion of Syria. Intelligence reports gathering from surveillance drones suggested Damascus is Damascus is reportedly on high alert after some 400 U.S. military and Jordanian military vehicles were located at a Jordanian military base near Syrian desert border earlier today. Next article comes from the Free Thought Project. Schools ban unvaccinated children after immune children start chickenpox outbreak. Isn't that crazy? They want to ban the unvaccinated children because the ones that got immunizations got chickenpox. This is a favorable opportunity for parents that do not want to vaccinate their children to start their own schools. Not just homeschool, but complete schools. This is a favorable opportunity for that. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. New Seoul Korean leader Moon ready to visit North Korea if possible. Very, very important there. Next article from Sputnik News as well. Tactical move spat between China and North Korea will be short-lived. Very true. Next article from Sputnik as well. Venezuelan officials say 39 killed in clashes, dozens more injured. Next article also from Sputnik News. Is there a way of removing Kim Jong-un as the leader of North Korea without a war? Check out that article. Next article. Anonymous warns world to prepare for World War III. And that was out of the New York Post. I want to read through this real quickly because we got to get in this show. Next article is from the Times of India. China tests new guided missile. And this new guided missile is what they are saying is a U.S. aircraft carrier killer. So check out that article. Here's another very, very important article. And this is what I had said a year and a half ago. New president wants South Korea to learn to say no to America and improve relations with Kim Jong-un. I always said that they were going to reunite the Koreans and that everyone was going to be falling off of the U.S. U.S. will be losing all of its allies. And this was from Russia, from RT International Today. This is why I said it. I knew this was going to be going, and this is going to cause the U.S. to have a strategical, expedient move in order to regain the overall influence and prevalence that has been lost, but it will fail. Next article from the South China Morning Post. China's ambitious space mission to hunt and capture asteroids. Why do they want to capture asteroids? Because that's where you'll find the purest form of silver and gold. Next article. Rise posted this one. Private education is growing faster than public education in Africa. That needs to be happening here. Next one. Rise posted this one from Vought. America has a water crisis no one is talking about. Very true. Next article. Rise posted this from NBC News. Senators grill acting FBI director over Comey firing. But let me just say this real quickly. Today, and I heard this from myself, there was a press conference that the celebrity figurehead organization known as the White House had today. And they had the Homeland Security person come out and said that the celebrity figurehead president of the United States, Trump, has signed an executive order to protect America from cyber attack and to strengthen the infrastructure that will better provide security to ensure that cyber attacks will be appropriately dealt with, prevented, or the damage of them to be very limited, in so many words. And this Homeland Security person came on, and they were talking about what was it going to do and everything else. And now I need my man Scotty for a second. Scotty, you there?
Yes.
Because I'm not a tech person. If you could, Scotty, if you're there, if You could jump up real quick. Or if one of the listeners that is a tech person.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, check this out, Scotty. I don't know. There was a press conference that the White House had today, and was the Department of Homeland Security advisor was giving about the new executive order that Trump had signed to strengthen the overall the system again to protect everyone from cyber attack, the governmental infrastructure against cyber attack. And here's what this person said, and I knew that all this Comey stuff and all this other stuff was a distractor, and they were going to give you a major clue around this stuff. And so lo and behold, I said, David, let me watch this. So I'm watching this, and lo and behold, right away, the lady comes out, and she says, first I'm going to bring this guy out, Department of Homeland Security. He comes out, and they're going to talk about the executive orders that Trump has signed with cyber attack. Here's this. Check this out, Scotty. This is what they said. They are going to be able to better protect the U.S. from cyber attack by placing the U.S. infrastructure on the cloud. Me, being a Luddite, someone that's not very technical savvy, even I know, you're going to do what? You're going to put it on the cloud? That means you want hacking to happen. And you want it to be effective because that's what you're going to be using, and that's your plausible deniability for that. Scotty, them putting it on the cloud, how safe is the cloud? And one of the reporters said, wait a minute. I've talked to many of my friends from the Silicon Valley and the IT field, and they say the cloud is the worst thing that you should ever put anything on.
Yeah. I know it don't make sense. First, let me explain something. When somebody say putting something in the cloud, you think about what? You think about clouds, right? So how would you put data on a cloud? Then you might think, well, maybe it's satellites or something that's holding this data. But no, it's still ground-based computers. Okay, it's still ground-based computers. I, to be honest with you, I'm not particularly sure why they named it the cloud. But for example, I when I was building Black Talk Radio Network and then working on other sites, okay, BTR community, okay, I could set it up with a link to Amazon's cloud, okay. And that's where all the data will be stored and what have you. But instead of doing it, well, I haven't developed BTR community yet to where we can upload it just straight to our servers. But the thing is, the cloud is still a computer server. It's all a server is, it holds data and it serves the information up. So what I'm not sure what's the big advantage to a cloud versus I don't understand what they're trying to say, you know, it's a computer that stores data. So I don't see that as being any different than, you know, maybe, you know, the technology allows them to have more, to cram more data in the same amount of space or something like that. But I don't see, I cannot wrap my mind around how this going to make the infrastructure safer. I mean, basically, if I was to design a system, let's say a power plant, all right, needs computers to process, you know, whatever, to run the machinery or whatnot. To me, the most secure form would be independent servers on site to process all of that instead of being connected to a network of servers around the country, what they call the grid or whatever. So I will have to do more research, but that's the best I can answer your question, Dave.
Yeah. Crazy. So I heard, even me, I knew, I said, man, they're telling you that they want these cyber, because that's what the methodology that they're going to use to gain the objective that they want to gain. That's not protecting at all. And so one of the reporters asked him, and he really didn't want to answer that question. So he thought he was just going to slide that by. But see, no, they didn't think they know. They're telling you before they do everything. And this is why we need to be prepared. So, man, this is getting...
Let me read this to you.
Yeah. Go ahead. I don't know. Roz, that you?
Dave.
Yeah, that's me, Pete. So, how you doing?
Well, peace. Much love. Much respect, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to chime in, too, because when Scotty brought up the Amazon cloud, a couple of months ago, they had problems with a couple of their servers, and I think there was some sort of electrical issue, and they caused nationwide problems with numerous companies, including the company I work for. Because my company also uses Amazon's cloud server. I don't know if you remember this. It was big. It was a big nationwide issue that where major corporations were not able to access their servers, access their information, and they basically couldn't do anything. And I think it was like almost like a full 24 hours. And it
was like 48 hours. It was on a Friday, and we talked about that, and we played that stuff. It was known as the DNS attack. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of stuff went down. I remember that. But Black Talk Radio Network didn't go down. None of our stuff went down because we are not with a big company like that. But just to give people, and I just looked it up, and I did correctly describe what the cloud is. It says the cloud is a network of servers, and each server has a different function. Some servers use computing power to run applications or deliver a service. For example, Adobe recently moved its creative services to the cloud. Other servers in the network are responsible for storing data. All right, so for example, the software that is the backbone of BTR community. So Amazon would just run that. You know what I'm saying? They will have a server that it just runs those type of applications. But to answer your question about will this make it less secure? Yes. Now let me read this. What is cloud technology? Cloud computing metaphor for a user, the network elements representing the provider rendered services are invisible as if obscured by a cloud. Cloud computing is a type of internet-based computing that provides shared, now this is the key word, provides shared computer processing resources and data to computers and other devices on demand. There is something known as a shared server. So that means that you're sharing, like for example, if I was on a shared server, Black Talk Radio Network, BTR community would be sharing resources on a server with other websites. Now those other websites could use up a whole lot. Like say they got a spike in traffic, or they were running applications that used up a whole lot of computer services or computing services, that could affect everything else on that server, including our websites, even though because we're on a shared server. So I agree, Dave, based off of that it's sharing space, you know, yes, it's less secure.
Yeah, and that's the point here that they want to do. And Roz was absolutely right that they brought that up. I tried to look for it. I'll find it later. But that was the point. And I don't know. Roz, are you still there? Did I cut you off?
Yeah. No, I dropped. So I was saying that's exactly what happened because I know my company was using Amazon service and they are shared servers. So even the website that I was running, same thing. So it's like Scotty just spit the gospel on that just now. And that is the setup for them to really move forward with collapsing things. The cloud is a friggin' nightmare for them to try and facilitate any sort of real security for the national internet infrastructure. It's a nightmare. So, yeah, this is just a ruse, and they're counting on the fact that most people aren't technically savvy, so they wouldn't actually pick up the truth of what's actually being done and how diabolical it really is. So, yes, Scotty just spit the gospel on that. I just have to say that for sure.
Yeah, and it's I want to see if I can get it, but I'll find it, and I should have, but you know it's there. It's something that you would have to find. Man, if I find it, we'll post it. So we're going to go ahead and move on with the show. Very, very important. That's what they want to do. They want to put the executive order. Look up the today's new executive order on cyberspace that was signed by Donald Trump, and you'll see that is there. It's going to be on. They're going to put everything on the cloud. So, all right. So let's jump into today's show. Very, very important that we do. The article that we need to the article that we need to be looking at and focusing on, because this has everything to do with you, and we're going to go to this. How much time we got? Okay, we're good. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, thank you, Roz. Thank you, Scotty, for being for backing me up here. Truly appreciate it. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. This is an article. I posted two articles, and I reposted them, and I may even repost them again because they're just too important. You can't sleep on these two articles. And the first article is J.P. Morgan tells banks to prepare to partner up as U.S. debt, as U.S. deposit drain looms. Now they're telling you the deposit drain is definitely coming. We've been saying that from the very first show that we've been on. So now, this is from Bloomberg, okay? And this is May the 8th, published by Matthew Monks, May the 8th, 2017. That was on Tuesday. Says, crunch may be felt this December as Fed policy reverse. Crunch may be felt this December as Fed policies reverse. Mid-sized bank deals already underway in quest for deposits. Hit that one more time. Mid-sized banks deals already underway in quest for deposits. They're trying to acquire as many deposits as they possibly can. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because those are the deposits that they're going to steal in order to shore up their overall investments, their credit default swaps, their derivatives, their mortgage-backed securities, the retail, housing market, the retail commercial markets. All of these things are blowing up. The car loans, the student loans, debt is blowing up. What do they need to do? They need to steal your energy in order to service that debt. Just those two highlights says everything. And this is Bloomberg, where J.P. Morgan Chase is saying this stuff. How many other places have you been hearing this type of stuff? It's so real, and I'm so glad that you're here, because we are going to have to rely on each other for everything. I'm telling you, I know so many people that are already being impacted by this in so many ways. But we all will be impacted by this. But here's the thing, is that we will be in a position to withstand the crash, while others will be lost at what's happening. And this is going to be so devastating, it goes beyond compare. Article continues on. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company has advice for regional banks. Who are regional banks? Let's stop right there. Who are regional banks? Your local small banks, your credit unions, your historical London fixed banks. Everybody else, everyone else. It doesn't matter if you're a credit union. Doesn't matter if it's an investment club. It doesn't matter if it's a investment, if it's Charles Schwab or major brokerage. Those are all now banks now, ladies and gentlemen, and they have their hands tied into the banks. Ask MF Global, the people that had accounts at MF Global or subsidiaries of MF Global. What are they saying? The company has advice for regional banks. A deposit drain is coming, so merge while you can. Merge while you can. They're telling you, big banks start taking little bank. And the little banks, you better start merging together, or you better come run to us while you still can do it. Because if you don't come to us on your knees now, we will have you on your bellies in a minute. This is not something I made up. This is probably the biggest and most important article we've read as to what is coming and we're going to be looking at before it is completely everyone is now. This is the new housewives of everybody will be turning everything off except for where is my next meal now going to be coming from? What the hell am I going to do? What in the world just happened? What just hit me? Oh, man, this means we could go steal everything. They got a surprise for everybody coming. Goes on, because that's what they want you to do. Goes on. The company investment bankers are warning depositors. The company's investment bankers are warning depositors. Why are their investment bankers warning depositors? Because their investments have gone sour. Three ways past South Pole. Warning depositories. Clients that they may be. Let me move this down. Hold on one second. The company's investment bankers are warning depositories, clients that they may begin feeling the crunch in December. Thanks to byproducts of how the U.S. Federal Reserve, we just did something in front of the Federal Reserve, the Dallas Fed, propped up the economy after the financial crisis, according to a copy of a confidential presentation obtained by Bloomberg News and confirmed by J.P. Morgan's spokesperson. Now, let me tell you something. There was no confidential. They wanted this to get out. They absolutely wanted to get out. And here's what they're saying. Now they're rolling on the Federal Reserve. They're saying that y'all were the ones that are caused for this problem. Your low interest rates. There's never been, interest rates are lower than they've ever been before in history. In history. For a longer period of time than ever before in history. The adverse effect of that, this is what it means. You go to the bank, you give them your cash, they don't give you nothing. They use your cash, go into the Forex market, go into the derivatives market, use your cash and place their bets and give you nothing. They're stealing your energy because they could do that through debt. Goes on. J.P. Morgan argued that some mid-sized U.S. banks, those with $50 million in assets or less, could face funding problems in the coming years as the Fed goes about shrinking its massive balance sheets. According to the 19-page report, the New York-based bank has begun sharing with clients. Now, Scotty has asked, what is the Fed's balance sheets? The Fed balance sheets is all of the debt that it has. Because the Fed doesn't have any money. It doesn't have any assets. It uses debt to acquire assets individually for themselves, but the organization that sets the overall debt and infuses the debt into the country, they put in artificial money, they put in fake money, they put in imitation money, they put in counterfeit money, they put that in the circulation for you all to use at your own demise. When they tell you that you have a dollar, a U.S. dollar, the word dollar comes is a Latin word for silver. You got a paper dollar, you got a counterfeit of silver. And all counterfeit silver is worth absolutely nothing. Goes on. So that's what the Fed's balance sheet is. The Fed's balance sheet is what they're supposed to balance with their assets, with their depreciate, or with their liabilities. Their liabilities are so great. $21 trillion by September is what they're admitting to. But in actuality, with unfunded liabilities and everything else, it surpasses into, who knows? It's probably 20 times that. 100 times. It doesn't matter. If we could say it's 1,000 times. It doesn't matter because it's unserviceable, it's unpayable. And whatever they're telling you is lies. The only truth is within you. Article continues. The Fed bond buying spree from 2009 to 2014, dubbed quantitative easing, inadvertently left the industry flush with deposits. Investors took money that they got selling mortgage-backed bonds and treasury securities to the Fed and parked it in U.S. retail and commercial banks. What are they saying that the retail market is already doing? We already talked about that last week. The U.S. retail market is imploding right now with all bankruptcies. So guess what? All commercial banks will follow, all investment banks will follow, and that's every bank that you bank at, regardless of who or how you think they are. This was in 2009 to 2014. That's when they were buying MBSs, mortgage-backed securities. They were spending over $32 billion a month. They basically was using debt to acquire everybody's home, everybody's retail property in this country, and put it on their balance sheet.
Hey, Dave.
Regardless of who or how you think they are.
Yeah, hey, Dave, I have a question.
Hey, Sister Davis, how you doing? We got our background
noise. I'm good. All right, sorry. I just have a question, just real quick.
Families
that are looking at buying houses, because one, people who are not listening to the show and don't kind of listen to the radio, but they see a dump of nice houses that are available. What would you suggest to them? Because to them, they're thinking this is a buyer's time to invest and buy cars and mortgages. What would you suggest for those people?
A home, an investment home is not good, but even a home which you're living in right now. The thing is that I would suggest, I would just say what I would do. This is what I would do. Right now, I'm not looking to buy an investment home, nor am I looking to buy a residential home. What I would be doing is looking to buy investment land, such as farms, such as money, because farms, you can use that for money. You should be looking at things that are assets, not liabilities. A home is the biggest liability. All it does is drain your overall energy. That's all it does. And yes, they think that it's a buyer's market. They're going to be buying it because that's what the system wants to do. Just like there was an article, Sister Davis, I'm so glad you asked this question. There was an article by one of the investment gurus, and he's actually a hedge fund manager, and he said that all millennials have to be crazy not to be in the stock market right now. Why? Because the stock market is so high. That's because they want your butt in the stock market so that you will buy and they will sell when you come in. They can't sell until you come in there, until there's a buyer. They want you to acquire these liabilities so that they can come back and steal it from you and take it from you through default. And that's when they buy, when there's blood on the street.
Dave,
they are going to create the blood on the street. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
This is making me very angry, and I don't need to mention this person's name. You should know who he is, but if there's a black person out there telling black people investing in the stock market will lead to black liberation, okay? Now, I'm starting to wonder if this dude been tipped off, paid off, or whatever, why is he putting this out there? I mean, anybody with any kind of African-centered common sense would tell you that Wall Street, the New York slave market, is not going to lead to black liberation. And why I said yesterday, anybody telling you it will is trying to sell you something. Now, getting this information makes me think if it's deeper than what we've discussed.
Yes. Yes. Definitely it is, in my opinion. It is much deeper. And Sister Davis' point where people, yes, they're trying to get all these young people to get into these vehicles and everything else. And let me tell you, this is what I tell everybody in our precious metals class. You never buy an investment because you like it. You never buy an investment because you like it. You only acquire an investment because the seller is asking the wrong price. They are going to have these the market continue to go up, the housing market look like now's the time to buy, and then what they're going to do, that whole thing is going to crash worse than in 2008. And everybody that purchased these homes right now, if you don't have any real money, you got a debt problem. I don't care what you think about how much cash you have. Cash is a debt instrument. Don't be fooled by these people. Do your own research. Do some of your own self-education. Follow your spirit. Stay in tune to the frequencies of what's going on. You know they're lying. Most of us want to follow along because we think that they are wealthy and they can bring us to wealth. And the only thing that they're going to do is to bring us to compromise. And this is where you get people selling out, compromising their morality for someone else's agenda. So, Sister Davis, I would stay away from the homes. I would stay away from the stock market. I would stay away from those things. Even with Bitcoin, it is it's an investment vehicle that you should own and not control. You use it for what it can be used for, and you move away. And the reason why I said that is one of the vehicles I'm doing it myself is because of this. It is not attached to the dollar, the U.S. dollar, that is going to lose its reserve currency and petrodollar status. It's not attached to it. So it is still something that has been manipulated and created by the bankers as digital currency, because then they get everybody on that digital currency. Why they want everybody on that digital currency? They're going to push that up and then crash it. But you can get in for very little, for just a little, take it to where, and if they do swipe everything out of there, so what? You lose nothing. You can't get into an investment such as on the stock market for just pennies on a dollar. You can't get into a home without giving up your arm, your leg, your neck, your back, everything else, your future. You can't do it. So don't do it. This is how you should play it. Wait until after the collapse happens. Acquire real assets, hard asset, acquire species, acquire silver and gold, and then once everything collapses, then you come in just like they're going to come in and acquire things for pennies on the dollar. That's the strategy. History tells you should be doing that. The wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. And for all those conspiracy theory people out there that like to say, oh, this is just conspiracy theory, what are you talking about? Why would they do that? They don't. Let me tell you something about they, the so-called proverbial they. They've got you so brainwashed, they don't need to come up with excuses because you provide all the excuses for them. They got you so trained.
Hey, Dave,
this
am
stuff
I still
that we're
going to
be going through? Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, my board has frozen on me. Oh, it just came free. I was trying to mute myself, but it froze on me. But I don't mean to keep interrupting, but let me just...
No, you're good, brother.
Listen, bro. Some of the stuff y'all saying is just hitting me, you know, and causing me to, you know, look in the rearview mirror. Right before the financial collapse, well, not, when I say right before, I mean like 10 years, 15 years before that. What were they telling the black community
to do? Wait, Scott, let's go to a break.
What were they...
Wait, Scott, let's go to break. Exactly. Let's go to break. Let's do the break because your point can't be interrupted.
Okay.
Because we got to go to this break. When we come back out of this break, this stuff is so, so important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6, and we are talking about the events they're telling you before they do it, and what you need to, and why, and what you need to be doing. Sister Davis asked a very, very important, and made a very, very important point about young people, pushing young people into buying homes right now, saying that it's a buyer's market and everything else. And then Scotty wanted to chime in, and he was about to drop a real big bomb, and I wanted him to hold off until we came out of the commercial break. So I want to go back to Scotty so he can make his point back. And then Sister Davis, if you wanted to jump back in, definitely jump back in.
Well,
we'd love to hear from you. Always good hearing from you. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, it's like you said earlier, or you said before, They always pull a play out the playbook that they've done before, like when you were talking about Glass-Steagall, and it keeps repeating itself. And so when Sister Davis said that, I thought about the Bush administration. I thought about Clinton administration and how it was being told to the black community, if you want true wealth, then to buy these homes, you need home ownership versus renting. And they made it easier for you to get these loans, to get these homes. And then what happened in 2008?
Yep. You remember, Scotty, you remember this? Right after 9/11, what did they say? Go out and spend. They gave the stimulus program.
Yep.
We're going to give everybody some cash. We want to get everybody to spend. And what did the naive people do? They didn't even think that that was a poison pill, and didn't even realize the cash that they give you from all of the good Christian folks, that is the mark of the beast. It always has been, and it always will be the mark of the beast.
It's created by man trying to artificially
represent itself as the great creator's form of money. This is why we continue to have the economic collapses and crises, and this is why we continue to lose our sovereignty, and we always in subjugation and enslavement, because we choose to go with the imitation in the falsehood,
and
which
David,
is not anything that's nourishing for your economic body or your spiritual body. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Is it just me, or does it seem like it's always our community hardest hit?
No. Let me tell you one of the reasons why our community is one of the hardest hit, because we're one of the strongest energy forces on this planet. That's why. And how can you see it? Our energy force is so strong. Look at our overall muscle tone in our bodies. Our bodies are much more denser, we have more muscle density because of that. And not only that, we are able to maximize our energy. They call us athletic. You think that this isn't something that they know? Yes, they absolutely know. They know that they can work and steal your energy and work you to death, and you still won't die. It is all about a theft. And that great theft is your energy. Then in that stealing of your energy, there goes your free will. You surrender your free will. How do we surrender our free will? We want to get ahead by their system, and we walk away from the sustainable system that the great creator has established, known as the ecosystem, the economy of the ecosystem, where it's collective prudence and sharing. This is one of the reasons why we have not been able to achieve the things that we think are going to give us sovereignty, and think are going to give us real self-determination, and give us what we should be having, our overall birthright. We surrendered our birthright completely, and this is the continue. They've been doing this for. This has been the plan of the few controlling the many for millions of years.
David, everything you just said.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Everything you just said, I just watched in a 30-minute lecture by Dr. John Henry Clark. The full video is on YouTube. It says, "We have no friends." even the point you just brought up about our physical abilities and why we were not destroyed from 500 years of slavery. He talked about there are people that are extinct and that have went through half as much as what we collectively have been put through by our oppressor, but yet we continue to survive because we are so strong. And then he said, if they know that the black man is the greatest fighting machine that the creator has ever created, that if he has proper leadership and proper equipment, that nothing could stop us. And I was thinking about that, and I was like, yes, in every single war the United States has fought in, including the American War, they were a revolution, they were losing until black men got involved, and black women in some cases got involved. And then he said their capitalist system is not an African holistic system. And then he said that while socialism gets a bad name, he said some of these people, he don't know if they Groucho Marx or Karl Marx, but he said that socialism was invented in Africa. Of course, you know, they take things out of Africa and they pervert them and what have you, but socialism means being social and sharing, collective, yes. Prudence. Man, hey, yes. Check out that lecture, man. It's called Dr. John Henry Clark, We Have No Friends. Everything you just said in the last 5 minutes, he said in that lecture.
I'm definitely going to check that out, Scotty. And that's because that's where we are. And that these are the things that we can change. This is why Wise Wednesdays is so important. This is why Brother Braggs, when he's talking about the history, you're standing on your own land. You're standing within your birthright that you have surrendered. You are able to free yourself. Why would you ask someone to free you? Because freedom is by the letter of the law. It's not by the spirit of the law. Freedom is something that you can own. It will be. It can be seized from you and repossessed from you at any time. Yes, yeah, sounds this voice sounds very, very familiar. Is that my man TJ?
No, this is Roz. How you doing?
Oh, Roz, what's going on, man? Okay, let me take that. This is my man Roz. Go ahead, Roz. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir, man. I just had to piggyback off of Scotty. Scotty is brilliant. He brought up something. I posted that video more than once on BTR. It's one of my favorites. And I truly believe that is a video you want to play one day when you get the chance. Once you get to see it for yourself and listen to Dr. John Henry Clark's dissertation and how he presents the information, it's incredible. And it's something I think every black person needs to hear. So I'm pretty sure once you get to see the whole thing, it's something you're going to want to play for the family because it's incredible. It's one of my favorite lectures he's ever put down. So, yeah, I just had to piggyback off of that because when Scotty said it, like, the light just flashed in my head immediately. So I just wanted to chime in with that. Thank you, my brother.
For sure, Roz. And I will do that. We'll do it next week. And I will get that, and we will do it. And you know, what's so important now is that we already know what we need to do. The question is, are we going to execute a wishbone, or are we going to enact a backbone? That's the real question. Unfortunately, we've been wishing upon a star. So this is what needs to change. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Just where we are, folks, this whole thing is coming to a head once again. And the thing is that if we position ourselves correctly, then we will be able to see our overall relative worth, and we will move out of the phase of being afraid. A coward, a person of valor and a coward, both experience fear at the exact same time. A coward is paralyzed by fear, while the person of valor is motivated to action. We have got to act. And our actions have to be within accordance of who we truly are, what we've been designed to be, and to live within the sustainable collective prudence that the great creator has put here for us all to sustain ourselves with, known as your birthright. This is not something that can be legislated. Your nationalistic freedom is something that's penned by your oppressor. This is what we need to break away from. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Now, one of the things I want to do is I want to continue just to look at this, but you are more important than these articles. What we really need to resonate with is that these articles are merely a spark of what we should be doing. The furnace should be burning in all of us to no longer to be what I was told to be. No longer shall I obey, but I shall achieve. And this decision is an individual one. I'm not waiting on Harlem. I'm not waiting on Inglewood. I'm not waiting on Flint. I'm not waiting on Pensacola. I'm not waiting on Atlanta. I'm not waiting on Dallas. I'm not waiting on you. I'm providing and doing it for me. And in that, I share with those that would want to establish that same collective prudence. There's nothing that I have that is mine. Everything I have is ours, but it has to be by those that resonate in that same spirit for me individually. So I don't resonate with the lies of the Constitution. I don't resonate with the lies of the theatrical lies of the of man's made economy. I don't resonate with the displacement of teaching one another of how to hate, and so that we will all have the overall objective of having slaves, but you don't want to be one. Don't resonate with that. There are many that do. Let them do what they're going to do. Hopefully, they will see that that is a fruitless endeavor. We are always what we choose to be. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. As Scotty says, I can't wait for it to happen. I understand and I get it. I know it's going to happen because it's already happened to me. My economy has already collapsed. My man-made economy has already collapsed. And I'm building my ecosystem that the great creator, and I resonate with all the living things around me. The trees speak to me. The birds speak to me. The bees speak to me. The garden speaks to me. The tree of life speaks to me. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is still there. It's not something that I'm afraid of. I respect all. I'm not a respecter of person. We respect all. This thing that we're going to be going through is going to invoke so much fear, and it's going to invoke so much fear that people will turn on their own family and their own ones that they love. People will go from civilized to feral very, very quickly, because we all have that capability. There's an exorcism that we have to engage in. A physical exorcism, a mental exorcism, for us to remove ourselves from this. But in removing ourselves from this, from the standpoint that we don't resonate that way, and that's not our intention, we're not going to play by your rules because you don't rule. There isn't anything that you can write that will cause an obedience. Because their obedience brings about destruction, economic destruction. It brings about the destruction of the family. It brings about the destruction of your prosperity. It brings about your own demise, and you will facilitate it because it is a self-inflicted suicide. so important that we realize who we truly are. The great creator made no mistake. You are perfect and you are able to create. Very few of us need to be on our knees. All of us needs to be on our feet, creating and building. If you build it, they will come. If you pray for it, you will be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, because that's in the God in which they trust. That's man's permission. You never have to ask for permission when you already have the talents and capabilities to create your own sustainability. So, like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star, we'll see you in queue. And we are want to get back to, let me see if I can get back on this. And just before we go, you know, Scotty had talked about and wanted to make this point. Remember, that's when, you know, during the Bush era, they said they gave the stimulus program to give cash out to people so that they would go spend. Because whatever you give your energy to lives. And so they did that because they knew that they were going to trap you for what was coming next. But see, that wasn't the big hook. The big hook was the untying of not the United States, the untied states of America. And that's what they were going to be doing. And so what did they do? They pushed all of this home ownership, which is nothing wrong with it, but it's when you use debt to do it, you own something that is going to be repossessed. You got a debt problem. See, one of the great things about having real resources, one of the great things about having real money is this. You don't have a debt problem. You transfer the liability of fraudulent loans back to the fraudulent lender. Because if they seize what they've given you, you don't care. You have the means and opportunity to go and purchase it for pennies on the dollar. I don't have a debt problem. You shouldn't have a debt problem. They created it. Let them suffocate on it. Until they resonate differently. This is the mindset that we all should have. It's not a mindset that we need to kill them. We need to do this or do that. If that's the way you resonate, that's the way you resonate. But I'm not going to use the same consciousness that created the problem. Will we defend ourselves? Why do we even need to ask that? Because what a warrior thinks, a soldier can never do. All warriors do is maintain their sovereignty and self-determination and their overall prosperity that they pass down in culture. They look not for to be the aggressor, but they always know how to respond appropriately to aggression. We've lost our appropriate warrior instincts. We have become sissified as soldiers. We become the bearers of our own demise. And they want to now move the general population into a position to where your greatest nurturers, the ones that bear your overall seed, the ones that replenish the culture, they want her to be the man that you never were. How sick the fads are that we follow. How sick. But that can change, and it has to just start with you. Regardless of if anyone else around you, your family members, your friends, your job, your this, your that, it doesn't matter. You're going to make the great transformation anyhow. You were born into this alone. You ultimately live in this system alone. You're going to make the transformation alone. So tell them to leave you alone. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. You'll be eternal. So now, they're setting this whole thing up. and I hate to do this, but I have to, a very, very important meeting that I have to get to. So I'm going to have to cut the show a little bit earlier. We're going to do a, we're going to go into a commercial break real quick, come back, do like 10 minutes. If you have some questions or comments, we're going to pick this back up. We're going to have part three tomorrow. We're going to, next week on Monday, we're going to play, what Scotty and Roz from Dr. John, we're going to play that because we need to fortify who we are. Listen, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, when we come back, open up the phone lines, questions, comments. Go ahead, bring it on. Make sure you read these articles. Make sure you you know where we are, and to make sure that you position yourself to where you're going. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, now's the time to do it. We're going to come back to this and a couple of other stories. We're going to have part three tomorrow. We're going to jump right into it. We're not going to even going to do what's in the news. We're going to post some things, and we're going to jump right into this because there's some things that we have to look at, because there are going to be some galvanizing events that are going to be happening, and we want to seize that momentum for our own benefit, and by our own direction, by our own means. Very, very important. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, see you in queue. I won't see you in queue. Please say, just state your name or just say, excuse me, because I can't see the board, and we will definitely will bring you up. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Let me just say there are some things that I know about that I can't speak about on air. Not because afraid of anything, but because it may not be the appropriate way to deal with continuously bringing information. I would just say this overall crisis is going to be everywhere relatively soon in a very meaningful way. I know this from some of the business deals that are happening, or some of the business deals that were proposed, to where they actually said, from a position where this individual, like you're hearing it from the horse's mouth, this is the problem that we have, and we want to reach out to these individuals to help us with this. And what that meant was the economy is going to completely collapse, which you help us disseminate information. It's very real. And the reason is because this is how empires fall, so that others can rise. Every empire that falls, there is three that will rise. I just don't want you to be the victim of that all, unless you want to be. Whatever it is that you want to do, I fully understand that the great creator can't make you do anything. I know I can't either. I don't try to own anyone. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I don't want to go too much into anything else more now, because I'm going to have to end the show just a little bit earlier today, and I greatly appreciate you. But next week we'll have all full two-hour shows. It's just because it's very, very important that we do what we're doing. So if there aren't any calls that are there, then what I would just suggest that you do. For those of you that have signed up with the Bitcoin, we'll talk about it on Friday. We're gonna try to connect. Make sure you all text me 951-790-8330 for a call on Saturday mid-afternoon, Central Standard Time, or East Coast it'd be that way. So we can get you all squared away there. Continue to save. Continue to position yourself. Do everything that you can, and what you're going to be doing is enough. If you are moving towards a goal, the energy that you are expending is not wasted. Don't look at this as something where you will overextend yourself. Look at it as something that you're committed to. Everything has a process, and the beauty of life is the process. And so many of us only want to get to the so-called finish line with our hands raised as the winner. But before you can be a real winner, you first have to learn how to properly lose, because there's great benefit and lessons that are learned when you lose. We have to master the art of losing, because that is what brings forth and seeds a great winner. So everyone, since there are no questions or comments, I just want to say much love, much respect to you all. We're going to end a little bit early today. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Tomorrow we'll jump right into this. We won't do what's in the news. We'll jump right into this because there are some things I need to be sharing with you. Continue to prepare. You are ready. You are built for this. And more importantly, you asked to be here to fulfill what others chose not to engage in. You are great and perfect. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Brother Braggs.
Peace. Yes, sir.
Ring us out.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up.